Every week on the Moth Podcast, real people tell their stories live on stage.
I burst into tears. And I wasn't sure if I was crying because I hadn't been kissed in a really long time or if I had just never been kissed like that before.
To hear fascinating, heartbreaking, and sometimes hilarious stories from astronauts, teachers, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey!
Let's go!
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Is it a weird time for prom? Or is this a normal time for prom? When is prom? Is it... Because, like, I have friends, they put pictures up of their kids.
Proms are over.
No.
What?
Yeah.
No.
I think, like, last weekend was the final.
Growing up, my prom was later.
Because my daughter goes to school all the way to June this year.
Yeah. That's
like, a lot of times schools were getting out in May, and now they're going clear into June.
Whoa.
What? Whoa.
That's a bummer.
I went to mid-June.
What? We didn't even start. We are so off topic.
Yeah, we are.
We would start after Labor Day.
Really?
And now they start in like August or something.
I was always that, yeah, August to May.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we were late August to mid-June. Mm. What the heck? And we didn't have snow days or anything, so, okay.
Here's what we're really talking about. There was like a Reddit thread or something about school dance. It's not debauchery. It's just weird things that happen at your school dance.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to take your stories. I'll start. Okay. Anybody else want to go?
Aww.
I only went to the one prom and...
Don't feel bad. You were anti. It's not like you were sitting around wanting to go.
But I just don't dance. I don't understand dancing.
Which is, you're losing the joy of life, but okay.
How am I losing the joy in life? Who's more joyful than me?
Everyone. Listening to some music and just like dance into it? What? You got nothing to lose.
When I listen to music, I go, oh, that's the minor six.
Yeah, it must be horrid inside of your brain.
Yeah, you were
real
from
fun
that.
At parties, man.
I get
man.
Joy from knowing what the chord is.
Okay, great.
I don't have to move. I don't have to, like, white girl overbite and, like...
I don't know that I overbite.
You do.
You've never seen me dance.
I've seen you dance in here, and it's not good. And I can only imagine
She does the fist pump.
I know, but still with the... She's like,
yeah. I don't think I overbite.
I don't know. You just did it.
Yeah.
I did it and it felt wrong.
You do it. But I guess the point for me is, did bad things happen? Because now, like, are you guys too young for bad things to have happened? Because I feel like at a certain point, they instituted what they did not have at my school.
Oh, yeah.
Which were breathalyzers.
Absolutely. And they were at random as you entered. So there it wasn't like, oh, every single person gets breathalyzed. It's like they'd be like, Erica. But actually, they never breathalyzed me because I was never a troublemaker.
Were you a STUCO person? What do you call them? Student government?
ASB? Yeah. I was ASB. All student body.
What do we call it? STUCO?
STUCO.
Yeah, so you.
I don't know. Losers.
I feel like I lived in a different world than you guys.
Student council.
Student council. Yeah. Yeah. I was the dance commissioner one year, and then I was ASB spirit my senior year. Oh my God. Very fun. So I was not getting in trouble, but yeah, there were friends of mine that they'd be like, hey,
get over here.
They'd
you know
them.
Which kid's drinking. Who's
for
got
sure.
a flask? Do they like pat you down?
I don't think there was a pat down, but maybe a purse search.
And I think we had the metal wands.
So you'd have to have just like a Boda bag, something leather.
Really? Oh, yeah. We didn't have any of that.
Hmm.
No, we had the eye test from the principal.
Really?
The door, you're just kind of like, you're good.
How?
You're good.
Interesting.
I felt like our school
teachers
dances,
were drunk. They were.
Like, but I felt like they had punch at them and someone would spike it. It was so long ago.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Yeah. Don't
That's
reveal
like stuff
your
from
age.
Greece.
Yeah.
No, it's not. It wasn't in the 50s with slick back hair.
I got you.
Okay. They're multiplying. I have one.
Okay. Something
Great.
That happened at a dance.
It was, yeah, we'll go with that. So senior year was the only year that they did like homecoming court.
Okay.
And they didn't even really do court. They just did king and queen and you had to be a senior. And I had recently, you know, gone through a breakup with my high school boyfriend. And I got nominated to court. And I was like, that's so cool.
Mm-hmm.
You had to write an essay. You had to interview
with teachers.
Yeah. I think there was even like a GPA requirement.
So it wasn't just a
straight up popularity contest, but it was nominated upon by your classmates. And then I found out they were trying to get me and my ex-boyfriend to win. I was rather bullied
as a
my
punishment
senior year.
To you.
They thought it was like going to be funny if we had to dance in front of the whole school. In hindsight, who cares? We had dated for 2 years. It would have been fine.
Or did you hate each other?
We kind of hated each other. Yeah.
But it was mean.
It would have been fine. Like
it was mean.
It was mean. It was absolutely, they were
so they
like,
wanted a
Carrie
like situation.
Me. Mm. Like, yeah, the good news is I made court. He didn't because there were, you know, the runner ups. I made it. He never even made it to the finals. Oh, and I didn't win anyway.
So they nominated you as a joke. You tried real hard and still failed. Did I summarize that correctly?
I guess so. I would view it as I succeeded further than my ex-boyfriend.
Yeah.
He didn't make it past the interviews.
Yeah,
and no one's
essay.
Surprised.
Okay.
No, literally.
If you have some sort of school dance story, hopefully it's less pathetic than that.
Less sad.
Yes. We'd love to hear it. 303-222-5423. You may text or call.
I just remember being so angry because I went to Mullen and our dances were held at like really cool places like the aquarium and they wouldn't allow us to walk through it. I was a good kid. I didn't get
you're
in trouble.
A spoiled little crap. Oh my God. There was not very much caviar for an aquarium.
Well, I wouldn't eat caviar there. That seems wrong.
It does.
Because all the fish are just like,
Nemo.
Junior?
Yeah.
That is horrible.
Was it at least in one of those rooms where it was like a jellyfish wall?
There was like half a wall of into
fish
like
or the
big,
otters
yeah.
or like the.
Yeah.
The aquarium's weird because it's got a tiger in it, and I don't know why.
A couple.
Why do they have that?
I don't know.
I went to a dance. It was actually in college. We had dances in college too. There was not a dance that I missed. I would die
because
before
you danced?
I missed. Yeah, yeah.
It's so fun.
They're the best. Dancers are the best.
Free your mind.
Yeah.
You guys, if I'm being honest, I really wanted to dance, but like I don't know if you've heard, like there were certain towns where dancing was not allowed.
Okay.
And my town was one of those towns.
Footloose.
And I was dating the girl who her dad was like the reverend and
right.
It made it even worse.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, so we had a dance in college and it was my freshman year of college. And we went, me and the boys went to meet the girls there.
Yeah.
And we'd had some drinks before and my friend ended up peeing just in the corner. You've got
of
the corner
dance?
Of what?
Of the dance. Of the, it was like.
What, wasn't it a place where there were restrooms?
He thought he was in the restroom. He was
no.
a little confused. He got a little turned around, I think. But he kind of just went over and our RA was there and it was real awkward because he's like, you're putting me in a pretty bad spot here. We're like, I kind of have to bust you. You peed in front of everybody at the day. Yeah. It was,
and also like clean it up.
He had to clean it up. He had to kind of hide it. It was, oof. Yeah.
Wow.
It was awesome.
Is it too late to do something different?
Yes.
So we're committed to school dance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Everyone does have a story where you did something. Didn't even have to be in the dance. Could be in the limo on the way to the dance.
Ooh,
oh.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Or in the hotel
we
afterward.
We didn't do limos or hotels.
Oh, they yeah. do all of that now.
What?
What?
I was out a couple weekends ago and like, God, we need to talk about this. It's a totally separate break. What is the sandal with like a, it's like a, it's got a symbol on the, never mind. There's like some.
Tory Burch?
Could be that. Every single high school girl was wearing a linen dress and that sandal.
Linen?
And I'm like, and they were all together at like Urban Egg. And I'm like, what the hell's going on? I'm like, these guys all stayed like at the Halcyon or one of the hotels down here.
Oh,
this is their
next day.
Girl. And like, this, they were all wearing the exact, and it's like, you're like, but they all were like sharing stories of the whatever had happened.
Are you sure? I just don't think they do that anymore.
Oh,
no.
100%
Not even like big dinners. I think we went to like Chick-fil-A for one of them.
Yeah, or we like did a potluck.
Do Cherry Creek girls and I'm telling you, these girls had all come from
maybe
the Clio or the Halcyon or one of the Cherry Creek hotels, and they were all wearing the exact same outfit, and they were all talking about.
Okay, we should probably.
If you've got a good school dance story, or you know what sandals up. Nope, don't call for that. 303-222-5423.
Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters. Love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible
incredible guests
for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423. The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're looking for people who've done something epic or weird or seen something, yeah, at a school dance. I feel like you've talked to the people. Are they older? Like, because I feel like school dances have just become more tame.
Maybe. They didn't sound...
Less drugs, less alcohol.
I'm supposed to answer this. Okay. What do you want?
Sound old.
Jay.
Yai.
School dance. What happened?
So, you know, live in a small town and ended up getting a date from a, you know, the neighboring town, and was pretty much our first date. It was my junior prom. And so,
you just asked a stranger to your prom?
No, we met, like, you know, at a party a couple weeks before.
I kind of did this. For a dance.
Because like prom is very formal. You're going to drop some coin on that? You want to know her a little bit.
But that's a baller move to bring a girl, like a new girl.
Okay.
You know?
Oh, yeah. You want to know the baller move is the fact that I was going around introducing her to all the girls at my school and I used the wrong name.
Okay.
Oops. It was actually, I used my, her friend that was my, my buddy's girlfriend. I accidentally got her name.
In front of her? Like you're calling her by the wrong name all night?
The whole night?
It happened a couple times before she walked away.
You don't say.
Back to her old town.
It was not a good night. I didn't go to her prom. I felt bad. I felt really bad.
Yeah, all right, you didn't go to her prom. You seem like didn't
kind of a piece
name.
Of hell, if I'm being totally honest.
No, I don't think he meant.
I'm a piece. I get it.
Oh, yeah. No, but he was like, he's got almost no remorse. Like, yeah, well, I didn't go to her prom. Waka waka. Like,
that was 30 years ago, man. I felt bad for a long time.
Okay.
Aww.
Yeah, you can move past it now. We forgive you. Mm-hmm. She doesn't. Morgan?
Yai.
School dance. What happened?
So I was my eighth grade formal, and I was dancing with a guy that I really liked at the time, and this girl who had a major grudge against me comes up and takes this, like, creamy filled cookie and shoves it down the front of my dress while I'm dancing with him.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Did she like the guy?
Yeah.
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 Eighth grade is harsh, man.
Yes.
It is.
Even better, though, is she did eventually apologize, and we became best friends after.
No way.
Oh, my gosh.
You did after she did that to you?
I did. I forgave her, and gross. We were friends for years, and then I moved away, and we lost contact before the days of social media.
It's such a good story, though.
That's how the cookie crumbles.
Oh, my God.
Oh, gosh.
Thank you, Morgan. I am so sorry for him. Thank you. Appreciate it. You ruin everything, man.
What?
Terry?
Yay!
School dance. What happened?
What? Okay. So I had cancer in high school, and I had to go through chemotherapy and radiation, and I lost the hair on the back of my head, and my boyfriend broke up with me on homecoming between the bonfire and the dance.
Okay,
because of the hair?
He sucks.
Oh my God.
Yeah, because he freaked out. I mean, we were teenagers. We can handle that. But he hadn't seen me for a few weeks because I was, like, sick.
But it wasn't like you had cancer.
I know, asshole.
I love
was
you.
Was that to me or to him?
We'll keep it.
All right, thank you, Terry.
What? Not the stories I was expecting.
No. Bernadette?
Hi, how's it going?
How's it going?
Yay.
School dance, what'd you do?
Mm-hmm. Yes, so I went to a private school, and everybody was very wealthy. And my, actually, it was my date, and he pulled the school, the alarm, the fire alarm.
Oh, no.
And everybody was drenched in their designer outfits. And everything.
Wait, it actually made the things go off?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. No, he pulled the alarm. He was actually just like, he wasn't even from my neighborhood. He was like a bad boy. And I just like, I don't even know why.
He just like canceled the dance? Lame.
No, the whole thing was canceled.
Hold on.
And then,
was it I know a little weird thing about the water. This is such a weird thing to know. Do you know anything about, like, there's one right behind you.
Poop water?
No, it's just, this building was built whenever.
And it's just
that water's just been sitting in there.
Ew.
So when it comes out,
it's not like drinking water.
No, it's like rusty, nasty.
Ew.
So it was smelly. It was smelly and disgusting, and it was all over us. And then actually one of the girls sued the school because of how much money she spent on her girl's dress. Her dress
private
was
school.
Like super expensive.
She's probably wearing school. She's wearing a designer.
Okay. My husband's a lawyer. We'll have to get this taken care of.
What? Because of the dress. Yeah.
You guys, it's a real thing. Like, if we would want the water because it would stop us from burning to death.
Right.
But also, our clothes are going to be ruined.
Oh my God. My Walmart.
How do I choose?
But she's wearing Versace.
He was had to break up.
Oh, you wow.
Yeah, my parents didn't. They I told them.
Well,
that
yes,
he's pulled the fire.
He's
alarm
a loser.
He's a fire alarm a pulling tool.
Yeah.
All right.
It's kind of a classic move.
He was really, really cute.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you, Bernadette. Michelle.
Yay.
School dance. What happened to you?
So I got suspended for something I won't go into. I was, but my friends were like, come on, you got to go to the dance anyway. And I was like, yeah. So they flicked my hair back. We were theater kids. And I wore a bow tie and they got me a little boutonniere.
Shut up. You did some 80s movie thing where you came as a... What?
Yeah. Well, what do you have to lose at that point if you're already
suspended?
You can get more suspended, or expelled.
Oh.
But did it work?
I posed for pictures with my date, and we were having a great time until there was a tap on my shoulder. It turns out I was not really great at adolescent drag. So,
you probably had a beard that was drawn on with eyeliner. I get it.
You would draw a beard on to be in school.
The little rascals.
It's just two men in a suit.
Oh my God.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9. I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore. It's about interesting family stories and the truth behind them. It's available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.